previously on Visionaries.
You're playing a very dangerous game here, Bull.
I've seen the cellar, Archseer. Eyes in jars.
The guardsmen, they have a code among them. They will fight for him unless we give them a reason not to. We can't afford to lose the trust of our guardsmen, especially if Sunrising decides to retaliate.
Any last words?
Yes. For my fellow guardsmen, with your permission, at least let me say goodbye to my friends.
Can I trust you?
You can. With anything.
Grayson might be the strongest visionary alive right now, and the Archseer is trying to kill him.
If Radon keeps the general as a prisoner, or even worse, executes him, Sun Rising will retaliate.
I'm going to hold a public gathering in which you are to inform everyone there about Bull. Explain in detail every horrible thing that he has done to you.
The guardsman pouring your wine. That's where we're at now.
I am more than just a slave. I have a direct line to the Archseer. I can protect you. Help me, and I'll help you.
Bull is being silenced, Elder Seer. And I'm going to find out why.
Visionaries, Episode 6, Kindred Sacrifice, Part 1.
Radon sits at his desk in the library. Metz brings over a map and rolls it out in front of him.
This trail leads to a small cave.
No one has ever been down there before.
No one knows of it. I can easily move all of the eyes tonight.
That won't work. I decided I'm holding General Logan's trial tonight. Your absence will draw attention.
What? Archseer, tonight? Surely we can delay...
I have made my decision. I want you to notify key members.
Yes, sir. Who exactly do you have in mind?
My father, General Marin. I also want some guardsmen to attend as well.
What about the Grand Herald?
No. He's opposed Logan being on trial.
I hope he isn't telling people that.
Lore knows better.
Logan should have known better. Now he's on trial.
He's planning on leaving Burning Candle today. Alert the guards. Bring him back.
Yes, sir. Anything else?
Get that Section Zero woman here, and arrange a public gathering. She'll share her story on Bull's cruelty. I want all of that done tonight, Metz. Extend curfew if you have to.
I'll get a guardsman to
bring her right over.
Elder Seer.
Father.
Roos, wait outside for me.
Metz, why don't you go talk to Roos about tonight? Alert the other guardsmen.
Understood.
What's tonight?
Public gathering. I'm having that woman from Section Zero share her story. Get the public on our side for Bull's arrest.
That isn't enough. You either hold a public trial or you set him free.
I'm doing neither of those.
Radon, do you understand?
I don't have time to be lectured.
You are on the cusp of losing the First Blood Guards. Are you even aware of that?
I've heard their whispers. That's why I'm holding the public gathering.
And then what? He sits in a cell for the rest of his days?
Until I pass judgment.
Radon, listen to me! I had an unexpected visit from the former guard commander. This is not to be taken lightly. You cannot give a slave a public trial and then give the First Blood Guard commander a public gathering. especially with the vague explanation as to why he was arrested in the first place.
It wasn't a public trial for Udo. That was a sentencing.
That's right! A sentencing in which you allowed that slave to voice his opinion. That reckless stunt turned what was supposed to be a simple and quiet execution into a public trial for Vision Rock's soul, creating more slave sympathizers in the process. Radon, listen to me.
I never saw you lecture Jackson. And he wanted to free slaves.
This isn't about your brother.
No, Father. This isn't about you. I'll speak to the former guard commander and resolve all of this tonight.
The Grand Herald rides inside of his carriage with the commander of the Truth-Seeker Guardsmen, Morris.
He was stubborn, wasn't he?
Loken made up his mind long before I spoke to him.
And the Archseer?
Radon doesn't care about consequences. He'll execute him tonight.
Sun Warriors will be at our gate in a matter of weeks. We need to raise the flag and put steady mist under wartime law. Grand Herald?
I'm going to Sun Rising.
What?
Truth Seekers had nothing to do with Loken's death. They need to hear it from me.
That's suicide. They bunched Truth Seekers and the First Blood together.
That's why I have to go. I have a better chance of being heard.
Grand Herald, I implore you, send a messenger instead.
What's going on?
Morris picks up his sword laying beside him on the seat and steps outside the carriage. Lore follows.
What's the meaning of this?
Grand Herald, I need you to come back to Blood Tower.
I was told I could leave by the Archseer.
Now he needs you to return.
Very well.
Radon walks through the courtyard and meets with Oro of the First Blood.
Thank you for coming, Oro. Look at that armor. My father had horrible taste.
It wasn't the most fashionable piece of armor, but it got the job done. And with our current guards commander locked away, I'm sure it's a good symbol for the guardsmen to see. A symbol of leadership.
All First Blood guards are sworn to the mantle. Leadership lies with me.
I strictly mean a battle-tested leader.
Are you saying that I lack leadership because I haven't been on a battlefield?
Not at all, Artseer. It's our job to battle for you. You see, the First Blood Guards are a brotherhood. Every brotherhood needs a big brother. That's the role of the Guard Commander. His sudden arrest has left many of us troubled.
I understand. The Guardsmen want answers. That's why I'm holding a public gathering.
Mm-hmm. I heard about the gathering. Now, I want to hear about his public trial.
Are you asking me if there will be a trial, or are you telling me?
I am simply questioning how a high-ranking guardsman has been locked away for days with no trial date, no communication with his brothers, and charged with an unspecified offense.
The offense is clear. He abused his power.
Archseer, let me be very clear. We are not happy with the way Bol has been treated. It is in your best interest to replace the public gathering with a public trial.
I don't like threats. And I execute for a lot less. I will hold a private trial for Bol tonight, and I will select a few First Blood Guardsmen to attend and represent your so-called brotherhood. That's it.
Thank you for your time.
Roos! Elder Seer?
Jarno sticks his hand out.
By the window.
Guardsman Roos takes his hand and guides him.
What did Metz have to tell you earlier? Was it about tonight?
Yes, sir. And to get the Grand Herald.
I thought he left.
I was ordered to bring him back to the tower.
That mantle. It carries such a heavy weight. Too heavy for one man to bear. That's why the Artseer has me, Metz, you, everyone sworn to him.
I wake up honored to serve.
Do your guardsmen brothers feel the same?
A bulk of them feel uneasy about the guard commander's sudden arrest.
That sounds like they are sworn to the guard commander, not the Artseer. That's a problem, guardsmen. I guess what I'm trying to ask is, can I trust you? Can I trust that you are a guardsman of the mantle?
Through and through.
Good man.
In the blue mist woods, Rosalind watches as her guardsmen spar with each other. Price approaches her.
Your guards are good.
There's always room for improvement.
And moments where it's okay to take the day off. Orn just died.
Not by battle. We don't honor those killed by punishment.
I remember when I had to execute one of my guardsmen. He was young. My mentee. Even though he committed crimes warranting his execution, it was very hard for me to move on. It made me very sad.
You know what, Price? I'm not sad. I'm angry. Angry that I let you bring your mess into my home. Angry that my guardsmen went against my command. Livid that you think I need you to tell me how to grieve and lead when what I really need is for you to get that first blood talking.
Understood. I'll get Grayson on it.
Mr. Privilege himself, the only Greyborn with power in his eyes.
You're not good at being indirect, Rosalind.
You put my people at risk for the sake of Grayson's eyes. Eyes you only heard of. When I met you, you fought against following the Privilege visionary. Now look at you, marching to the beat of his drum.
What good is fighting if you know you can't win? I'm tired of winless battles, Ron.
And you think he can change that?
With his power, yes, I do.
Any more surprises or inconveniences, I'm holding you and Grayson responsible. Is that direct enough for you?
Artseer?
He threatened me, Metz.
Who?
Oro. He came to my tower and demanded I hold a public trial for Bull. This is your fault, by the way. You assured me no one would find out about the eyes.
Allow me to move the eyes tonight.
I told you it's too late for that. The trial is tonight.
Circumstances have changed. Loken will not talk about the cellar because he doesn't know about the cellar. What will we do when Bull brings it up? I implore you, Artseer, push Bull's trial back.
That will make me go against my word and I'll look weak. I told Oro it will be private and it will happen tonight. I don't have a choice now.
You are the Artseer. You always have a choice.
I want to see Ira.
Sir?
Bring her here.
Is now really the time, sir? She's in the middle of cracking slave sire.
I don't care, Metz! Bring her to me. That's an order, not a suggestion.
As you wish, Artseer.
Thank you.
Bol sits there, motionless with his mouth partially open. Guardsman Roos of the First Blood pulls out his canteen and puts it to Bol's mouth.
Drink. Quiet.
Who are you?
Guardsman Roos.
Roos? You're the last person I'd expect. Are you busting me out?
You know I can't do that, sir.
Then why are you here?
To let you have your last word.
No trial, then?
I heard the Archseer set a private one.
So no trial.
I know we never saw eye to eye, Commander. But right is right, and wrong is wrong. With all due respect to the Archseer, this is wrong.
Did they tell you that you'd be the next Guard Commander yet?
No.
But you knew?
Yes.
That's why you're here. You want to know what you're inheriting.
Yes.
Be advised, Commander. The biggest threat to the mantle is the shoulder it's resting on. Every kid that swam too far away from the shore. Every drunk that never made it home. Every sick First Blood that has fresh eyes but a dying body. Archseer Radon killed them and took their eyes. I found out. Now he's killing me. He has a cellar full of them.
Where?
There's a door behind the third shelf in the library. Don't let him catch you.
Did you find out who helped Saya?
I need more time.
She's proven to be far more trouble than valuable. I'll have Metz get rid of her.
I don't think you should do that.
Excuse me?
I can get her. I can control her. You have a war coming 3 years from now. I will get the slaves to fight for you.
We couldn't even get her to name the traitor. Now you're saying she'll fight for me.
Yes. I will turn her. Let me do this for you. Let me right my wrong.
Fine. But I won't wait until the battlefield to see if she's turned. Start with getting her to quiet the rebellion. If she does that, then she can live.
What about the traitor?
I already know who the traitor is.
Who?
Athenia.
I told you she was no good for you.
I know.
What will you do to her? Radon.
I don't know yet. I have too much going on, too many people challenging my authority. Daring me to act.
So act.
It's not that simple. The guard commander found something out. Something that could cost me the mantle.
Get rid of him.
Killing him will turn my guardsmen against me.
What does Bol know? I can't help you unless you tell me everything.
I want to show you something.
Radon guides Ira inside of Metz's cellar.
Open your eyes.
Ira looks at all of the single ring red eyes floating in jars on the shelves. She doesn't flinch.
What are they for?
My plan to rebuild Vision Rock. Make it stronger than ever. Especially with the war coming. Every time a visionary uses his eyes, they lose some of their light. Lose enough light, you'll turn blind. Metz found a way for me to absorb the light from other eyes.
Unlimited power.
Does that scare you?
No.
Bol knows about this room. So does Athenia. They're not like you. They don't understand.
What you've sacrificed.
Yes.
You can't let all of this go to waste. There has to be a way around it.
There might be. People think when I got my father's eyes, I got his multi-eye power. What they don't understand is I took his light. But this is my power. His was weak. But this power comes with a cost.
What?
There's a chance I'll die if I use it.
Isn't the mantle worth dying for? Whatever it takes.
The Grand Herald, Lore of the Truth Seekers. Morris and another Truth Seeker guard bump into Metz in the hall.
Grand Herald?
I've been looking all over for you.
My apologies. Certain events...
Where is he?
The Archseer is busy at the moment.
I was told I could go home. Then he sends first blood guards to surround me and my men. This is completely unacceptable.
I understand and apologize for...
Your apologies mean very little to me, Metz. I want to see him.
And once he's available, I'll send him to your room.
Get off of me!
Tasha of the First Blood walks down the hall, escorted by Guardsman Gavin of the First Blood.
I can walk myself.
Right in that room, Guardsman.
Grand Herald, Third Eye.
Metz opens the door opposite to the room Tasha went into.
Grand Herald, please.
You First Blood love tossing people into rooms.
She's a key witness in the trial against the Guard Commander.
I hope that's not why Radon brought me back. To be a witness against General Loken.
I can't speak for the Archseer, sir. He'll be here momentarily.
Lore and his men enter the room. Former First Blood Guard Commander Oro stands up. He looks at his sword propped against the wall.
I vow to never leave my home with sword in hand. But now everything is different. The rules have changed. And we must adapt. Brothers, I thank you all for joining me today. Abandoning your posts, standing up for what's right. Sometimes you have to do a little wrong to get what's right. If that makes anyone uncomfortable, I strongly suggest you return to your post. I believe Guardsman Roos remained at his post, and from what I saw, it entailed filling the Elder Seer's cup. Good. Brother Gavin couldn't be here today. He was tasked with escorting a witness for Bull's private trial. Not only the Archseer stripped our right to see our brother, but now he plans to strip his voice away. Your Guard Commander, your big brother. I ordered Gavin to make sure that witness never makes it to the stand, but that isn't enough. We must set your Guard Commander free.
Aye!
Will you honor our brotherhood and demand the Archseer release your Guard Commander?
Aye!
Brothers, Guardsmen, tonight we march to Blood Tower, and we will not leave until Brother Bo walks free by our side. Ash to flame!
Flame to ash!
Radon exits his room. Metz walks up to him.
Archseer.
Is everything set?
Lore and Tasha are both in Blood Tower.
Good.
Should I bring Slave Ira back to her cell.
I want her close by for now. She'll stay in my room. I need you to do something else.
Anything.
Bring Bol to the cellar. Can you do that discreetly?
Shouldn't be a problem. That's what I wanted to tell you. All First Blood guards abandoned their posts.
Meet me in the cellar with Bol.
Sir, the Grand Herald was not happy that he was forced to return. Maybe you should pay him a visit.
He'll be fine once he's in charge.
In charge?
I'm going to use my eyes, Mats. It's the only way to save everything that we've built.
I don't follow.
I can't get rid of Bol and keep the guardsmen happy at the same time. The only way this stops and we keep our work safe is if Bol takes a stand in a public trial.
You're going to replicate him.
I control the replica. I control the narrative.
The last time you did that, you were in bed for weeks and barely survived. We didn't plan for this.
Lore will fill in as Archseer until I'm back on my feet.
If you get back on your feet. Archseer. The risk of using your powers is...
The trial for Bol and Loken will continue as scheduled. However, their trial will be open for the public. The Section Zero woman must testify. I need you to make sure the Grand Herald finds them both guilty and that they are executed. Can you do that for me?
Yes. Archseer, consider it done.
Lore sits in the room with his men.
We've been here all afternoon.
The Archseer is a joke.
Morris!
Sir, you are the Grand Herald. You shouldn't be treated like
such... That's enough. All walls have ears, especially walls outside of our city.
Sorry, sir.
Did you hear that?
I did. I'll check it out.
Lore races over to help Tasha of the First Blood.
Don't worry. You're safe now.
Morris puts pressure on her wound. Lore takes the mask off of the assailant.
That's the guardsman that put her in the room.
Why is he trying to kill a witness?
He can't trust the First Blood guards. Get her in our room and keep her alive.
Metz holds Bol's hand.
These stairs lead to your cellar. I can tell by the sound of our steps.
You want new eyes, don't you?
The Archseer made the right choice.
You lay down. I need your eyes open for this procedure.
Bol's eyes open. They haven't changed since Grayson absorbed his light. Radon quietly approaches Bol. His multi-ring eyes shine a red light. Radon is in vision plane. The entire room is shaded in red. On a small scale, the multi-ring red eyes can bring whatever it imagines to life. A small fire to light a torch. Water pouring from a shut faucet. However, for a large-scale creation, each user has a singular concept their imagination can conceive. His multi-ring eyes grant him the rare ability to duplicate whomever he sets his eyes on. He looks down at Bol, and just like that, a replica of Bol appears on the ground. Met stabs the original bowl in the heart. Radon, eyes still streaming a red light, helps the duplicate off of the floor.
Guard Commander Bowl of the First Blood, you are guilty of abusing your power in the arrest of Tasha of the First Blood. After my brother Grayson absorbed your light, you became a believer that the Greyborns are the superior visionaries, and that Grayson should be the Archseer because he is the next great diviner.
Archseer!
The light in Radon's eyes dies out. Droplets of blood drip from his tear ducts.
Lock that traitor up and get his trial ready for tonight.
The Greyborns are superior. Grayson should be the Archseer. The Greyborns are superior. Grayson is the next great diviner.
Thank you for listening to Visionaries. For more information, go to visionariesaudiodrama.com. Ash to Flame.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.